Hello.
Hi, my name is Mary and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about your issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind to please help me out?
Sure.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. And we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
How long is this going to take?
About 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long wait off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes. I'll definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much. What is your age, Miss?
55.
Thank you so much. The next question is, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10? You say 10?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself as a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the COVID pandemic, or big business and corporate price gouging and greed?
Big business.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay? The first, it says, reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling?
4.
Thank you. Reducing crime?
4.
Thank you. Ensuring our borders are secure?
3.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
Six.
Okay. And creating more jobs and raising wage?
5.
Thank you. And making housing more affordable?
7.
7. Thank you so much. And the next question, it says, switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
And is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you, Ms. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
I wish they would do more, but I guess I approve. They're doing what they can.
You approve?
Yes.
And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss. I do appreciate your time. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. I'm going to read it the first, and it says Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah, 80.
Thank you. And about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
20.
You say 20?
Yes.
Thank you. And about the organization NAACP?
Oh, 85.
85, thank you. And about Planned Parenthood?
One more time, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood. This is an organization.
Planned Parenthood, okay. I support them. 85.
Okay. And how do you feel about Barack Obama?
70.
Thank you. And about the Republican Party?
What they have now, about 30.
Okay. And about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. And about Joe Biden?
I'll give about 83.
83, okay. Thank you so much, Miss. I'm going to move to the next question, and it says, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please say so.
No, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much, Miss. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I'm somewhat worried.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which you agree with more, okay? Statement A, it says, some people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. Statement B. Other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects every African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
What was it that the gay rights is affecting the first? What was the first one?
I'm going to read it again. Statement A, some people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. Statement B, other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks.
Oh, okay, B.
Okay. And is that a statement B, much more or somewhat more?
A lot more.
We can say much more with the statement B?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Yes? This will be just a lot or just some?
A lot.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss. We almost done the survey, and has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Much more favorable?
Yes.
Thank you. I want to read you for some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. How important an accomplishment is that to you? The first one, it says cap it out of pocket Medicare cost at $2,000 per year. This is very important for you, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important.
That's somewhat important.
Thank you. And about Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Do you feel this very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Investing $12 billion through Medicaid that allow people to continue to access home care and raising wage for home care workers. Do you think very important, some important, not very important, not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. Provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. This is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important to you?
Provided new funds? Is that what you
said? No. Provided
okay.
100.
Very
I'm
important.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, it says created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. Do you feel this very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you so much, Miss. And the next question, we almost complete the survey. Thank you so much for your time. And now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last two years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
And is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, and a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it isn't. Not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first, it says, Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested for Social Security recipients back to work to get them out of the, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents. And this is not at all convincing. 0 means not at all convincing, and 5 means someone convincing and a 10 means very convincing. How do you feel this?
It's a 9.
A 9? Okay, yes. Okay. And the next it says, we are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They have attacked reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history, by trying to ban books on slavery, and even attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going back to Jim Crow. How do you feel this from 0 to 10? How convincing do you feel? A 10? Okay.
10.
Thank you so much, Miss. We are in the 78% of the survey. Sometimes over the course of a service, people opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number.
Uh-huh. A 10. I will be voting.
Awesome. And what stood out you most from the arguments you just heard?
The second part about the rights. If we have the rights, yeah, the rights that are being eroded.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. The first one, it says TV ads. Do you remember they were contacting during the 2022?
The ads, yes.
Yeah, TV ads.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Okay. And radio ads?
Yes.
Door knocks?
No.
Okay. Someone convincing neighborhood?
No.
Okay. Text messages?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. And mailers?
Yes.
Thank you. And social media / internet ads?
Yes.
Thank you. And phone calls?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Switching gears a little bit, Miss, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year for schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
A master's degree. Okay. Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married with a husband.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than a half, about a half, less than a half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, half. More than half.
More than a half?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay, thank you so much. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey, Miss, and thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important to us, and I do appreciate your time.
Okay.
See you now. You can get back to your day. Thank you so much, Miss. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.